Welcome to Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. Players are making their way into the stadium for tonight's game against the Rams, the third preseason game often thought of as a dress rehearsal for the regular season opener, which, hard to believe, is just 11 days away. Down here on the field, I'm Phil Milani, alongside Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And guys, tonight, Trevor Siemian has a chance to really solidify his spot as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to make his second consecutive start. Looking at what he did last week, aside from one throw, it was a very solid start for Trevor Siemian. Did a lot of good things, and just as importantly, showed some good leadership and presence in the huddle. That's something you're going to hear from C.J. Anderson later on in the show about. So if he can continue to show that and he can clean up and not make that big mistake, then this is that's exactly what he's going to want from tonight.
Yeah, the Broncos coach is obviously looking for ball security tonight from Siemian.
It's one of the things that Gary Kubiak hallmarks on his offense. He hallmarks protection of the ball, and he hallmarks a great running game, and I think that that's exactly what the Broncos need to do tonight. In the competition specifically, though, you look at last week, as May said, Trevor Siemian, a great first drive, but then has the pick six. Mark Sanchez, two fumbles, however, but up to that point, played great. And then Paxton Lynch coming in late in the game, two touchdown passes, but he did have the interception. I think this quarterback competition is very close. I think it's going to stay that way. But one thing that is unique to this competition, however, is just how much all three guys want each other to succeed.
Spot right, Sanders wide left. Here's the first run. No, it's going to be a play fake. He seems he's in trouble. Throws on the run. He's got Virgil Green who makes a nice catch, and Virgil Green is bounced out of bounds into the San Francisco sideline.
He's a good player, obviously, and so was Mark. And I think that they did a good job pushing each other. I think we all did a good job pushing each other in the offseason. But, you know, like I said, Trevor's been with these guys for a little bit longer time, and he's been around the offense a little bit longer, so he's a lot more comfortable in it, and you can see it when he's out there. A little bit more in command too. So, you know, in my opinion, I think him and Mark are neck and neck, and they're two good players. So whatever gives our team and our offense the best opportunity to be successful, I think, is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's nice to get in a little, you know, routine, so to speak. But, you know, I think we're doing a good job as a team, just getting better, taking it one day at a time, and getting kind of in that game plan mode a little bit. So it's a good environment for us in the quarterback room. It's competitive. And I think we're doing a good job pushing each other.
I think we're pretty good. I think it's been, you know, professional, but I think more than that, I think it's pretty friendly, unless they're really good actors. No, I think we root for each other and have a good time playing, and you want to see the other guy succeed. You want to see the team succeed, and so whatever that takes to win, that's what we try and do.
Couldn't ask for a better atmosphere inside that quarterback's room. And one final thing on that competition, I just think that everybody wants a starter so badly, but I really do think it is very, very close right now.
Yeah, they're all professionals inside that locker room, but they're also all very competitive guys. They all want that starting job. Mace, Trevor can really set himself apart here tonight with a strong showing, but is there some risk going with a guy who has so little experience?
Well, of course there's a risk because you're stepping into the unknown. You don't know how someone's going to handle the bright lights of the regular season until they do it. But at the same time, you're talking about a young man who has emotional maturity and maturity in the huddle that I think is beyond his years. He's really grown into the role. Of course, he's been in the scheme for a year. He was working as a scout team quarterback much of last season and also was backing up later on in the season. So, you know, he's got that background to where he knows the language, he knows the nomenclature, he knows what he's doing. And most importantly, I think, you know, he can grow into the job. I mean, he's grown by leaps and bounds at this point. You can just look at what he was last year. He's really showing up his fundamentals. His footwork is a lot better than it was when he's got here. He's grown day by day. Why can't he continue growing?
Yeah, you've really seen the strides that he's made since the start of training camp up until this moment, now the third preseason game. And even though there's some question marks about a guy who only has one NFL snap, his teammates and coaches are really confident in his abilities.
Man, I had Trevor last year on my team. I just knew he was a hard worker from last year. He earned my respect as a rookie. And coming on, you know, coming to this year, to see what he done grew, it's even better.
Because he knows what we're doing and work through the first handful of plays of the game, different situations. He had complete control of that, and everybody could see that.
I thought everything was good, other than the pick six. So, just cut the turnover and everything else would be fine. I think he makes good decisions with the football. He gets his in and out of the huddle. He's calm and composed. I mean, if we can keep him on his feet and protect him, I'm pretty sure you guys seen it enough. He has an arm, so.
He's been doing great. I think he's ready to go. If it was another guy, it'd be the same thing. I'm just going to go out and do my job and do whatever I got to do to get open, to get my quarterback's throws and, make plays.
The guy's very confident in Trevor Siemian's abilities, and he'll probably play around a half tonight or so, but I know that Kubiak will want the starters to go maybe a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, this is the first time that we're going to see the starters have huge extended minutes. C.J. Anderson, Russell Okung, Matt Paradis, these are guys that haven't necessarily seen a ton of snaps. However, this will be an opportunity for them to get some really great work. We often talk, guys, about the fact that, some of these guys further down the depth chart are looking for their opportunity, but coincidentally, the starters might be looking to this game as their chance to shine.
I'd like to play them maybe a little bit more than a half the game, come out and start the third quarter, but that always depends on number snaps, what's going on, so I'll probably play that by ear, but obviously we're going to play more than we've played.
It's very big to see where we're at as a team, to see our offense basically, especially starting with Trevor, to get a whole half in.
Looking forward to this game, obviously. Our first group's going to play a lot more, more game plan involved. It's really getting the whole team used to what we do on a regular game basis.
I just want to focus on this. I think this is my last next step to get ready for Carolina, so this is a big week for myself.
Interestingly enough, we finished that segment with C.J. Anderson, a guy who knows how valuable these snaps are and how valuable the preseason is, being an undrafted guy and really making a name for himself these last couple of years.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten that much work yet in the preseason here. Of course, he had a touchdown against the 49ers, but the Broncos have thrown the football more than any other team in the NFL so far this preseason. But maybe more touches tonight for the running backs.
Perhaps, but at the same time, you still want to keep finding out about the quarterbacks and the running game, although it's still a work in progress, has certainly shown some good things so far in the preseason. The Broncos running backs are averaging 4.3 yards per carry. Of course, C.J. Anderson had the 19-yard touchdown run last week, so a lot of good things. And C.J. even indicated this week that he kind of expects they're going to keep emphasizing the passing game. But at the same time, I think you'll see plenty of opportunities for C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, Ronnie Hillman, and, of course, Capri Bibbs.
Well, we will find out shortly. Kickoff just a little bit more than an hour away, and we're just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll see what happened in a race between DeMarcus Ware, the guys here taking DeMarcus Ware, and Shane Ray. We'll find out the winner when we come back here on the BTV Live pregame show.